This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The medical examiner who performed the autopsy on George Floyd took the stand in court today. There were some tense moments for both the Minnesota prosecutors and the defense attorneys from the former Minneapolis police officer facing murder charges. Each pressed the doctor to prove their case. ABC's Alex Perez reports on what took place during Derek Chauvin's murder trial today.
Dr. Andrew Baker's testimony providing an opening for the defense, which argues heart disease and drug use led to Floyd's death.
The drugs that were in his system played a role in Mr. Floyd's death.
In my opinion, yes.
The prosecution quick to follow up.
Those other contributing conditions are not conditions that you consider direct causes. Is that true?
They are not direct causes of Mr. Floyd's death, that's true. They're contributing causes.
And in terms of manner of death?
Yes, I would still classify it as a homicide today.
Baker did not use the word asphyxia in his official report, but two other medical experts have testified Floyd did indeed die from lack of oxygen.
That's ABC's Alex Perez. Following the news of Prince Philip's death this morning, preparations are underway inside the palace for the late prince's service, which will allegedly not be a traditional royal funeral.
Normally, a royal funeral would be a huge event that's commemorated widely across the country. We do know that this one's going to be different. Obviously, we're still living in a pandemic here in the UK. We're still under a very strict lockdown. As of now, we do not believe it's going to be a state funeral. We know that was his wish not to have one as well. So most likely it will be a quieter event than normal. But I have to believe that even if it is a quiet funeral, people are going to make a point to still celebrate his legacy.
Now to California, where four members of a militia group were allegedly identified, the so-called Boogaloo movement, have been arrested and being charged with obstruction of justice, as we hear from ABC's Alex Stone in California.
The four men are accused of being members of a Northern California militia called the Grizzly Scouts. Federal prosecutors say they subscribe to the Boogaloo movement, which has been adopted by extremists referencing a politically motivated civil war uprising against the government. Last year, when a federal security officer was shot and killed in Oakland and then a Santa Cruz County Sheriff's deputy was killed in an ambush, prosecutors say the militia members had been communicating on WhatsApp and deleted all evidence of their conversations. Prosecutors allege one member had said he was going to get in a shootout with police and asked for help. Alex Stone, ABC News.
All active duty service members of Fort Carson are eligible for the coronavirus vaccine. The Mountain Post announced today that the soldiers should contact their chain of command to get an appointment. The vaccines are being offered at the William Bill Reed Special Events Center. The shots are only available for soldiers, but their families can get the inoculation off post. Over $50 million coming to Pueblo school districts as part of the federal stimulus program. District 60 officials tell our partners at the Pueblo Chieftain that they're getting $43 million, while District 70 is getting around $4 million. D70 says the cash will be used for technology upgrades and will be helped with mental health issues. Money will also be used to help students catch up during the summer school. D60 is planning to use the money to improve indoor quality, air quality. Amazon blocks a unionization attempt in Alabama. Let's get more on this story from ABC's Aaron Katursky.
More workers at an Amazon warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama, voted against forming a union than for it, dashing the hopes of organized labor for a groundswell of support. The retail, wholesale, and department store union filed an objection with the National Labor Relations Board, saying Amazon interfered with the vote by spreading disinformation. Amazon is one of the few American employers to add jobs during the pandemic. It has fought off every unionization attempt in its 26-year history.
That's ABC's Aaron Kontursky. And the music world is mourning the loss of rapper DMX, who died after a massive heart attack at the age of 50. More from ABC's Jason Nathanson.
Where my dog's at? So many feeling the sting of DMX's loss. Missy Elliott writing on Twitter that this is heavy for the hip-hop family, that DMX touched so many through his music. Ice-T writes that very, very, very few will ever do it like DMX, and that he was too young to go. And DMX's longtime label, Def Jam, put out a statement calling him a brilliant artist, nothing less than a giant, and his legend will live on forever. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Those are the top stories we're following. Our next update coming up at 7 o'clock.
Those winds will finally calm down overnight with temperatures down to 28 degrees in both Colorado Springs and Pueblo with clear skies and no chance of precip this evening. Our Saturday forecast, just a fantastic day. Winds at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Temperatures 10 to 15 degrees above average. 67 Colorado Springs, 72 in Pueblo with no chance of rain and then turning windy on Sunday. As it is possible that spots along the I-25 and Highway 50 corridors gust over 40 miles an hour Sunday afternoon. Then those rain chances start up for us on Monday night and carry on into our Tuesday and Wednesday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.